you, cyberpunk! A little birdie over at the CIA told me that you tried to hack into their database. What were you doing in there, huh? Looking for data? I don't think so. Smells like terrorism to me.
You want me to call Homeland Security?
Fuck that! I am Homeland Security.
You're gonna have to excuse my partner here. He's a little bit of a hothead. You see, Rodriguez, he doesn't know what the word mercy means. Rodriguez, what does mercy mean?
I don't know.
See what I mean?
What he means is, I don't know when to back off!
Back off, Rodriguez!
It's when! Damn, the light bulb went out again.
Shh, okay, it's okay. Let's try this switch.
Listen, I think maybe she's trying to hack into the electrical system.
Listen, you're being backed.
Maybe what you blew a fuse?
It's possible. Let me just...
All right, you outhouse whore. I bet you're hacking right now, aren't you? What's up?
Better tell him what he wants to know, because Rodriguez here, he doesn't understand the profound consequences that a few years in the Huascal has on a woman's life.
You know what? Maybe I don't have feelings. I don't know. Maybe that makes me selfish. What do you think?
To you, a fellow meat puppet, not a machine, which my crew state, but I project out into a perceptual reality that you can comprehend as a meat puppet.
Welcome to San Francisco's Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. From the Blurry Media Group Archives, timestamp 2007, ancient history, indeed. News from the future, meat puppets. History speaks of galactic masters, super race, that visited this lonely little planet you call Earth, and left with the inhabitants a framework, a calendar, if you will, a galactic code. Encoding the synchronicity of the planets, the cycle of the galaxy itself. For the galaxy is what controls and influences all of its celestial neighbors. One full turn around the galaxy. One full turn, indeed. Everything is circumscribed. The magnetic polarity of the objects circling the galaxy is determined by the polarity of the galactic core that it circles. As the object passes through the electromagnetic equator of the galactic core, it will experience radical fluctuations in its own otherwise stable magnetic polarity. Are you following me, puppets? Pay attention now. As the celestial object passes through the equator of the galaxy, the polarity will shift. These changes in celestial polarity, the magnetic poles of your pathetic little planet, yes, changes in this polarity result in the planet shifting on its rotational axis. Then what once was frozen tundra is now jungle, and once fertile regions now frozen polar wastelands. As the molten core of the planet slowly changes direction, tectonic mantles grate together, sparking massive volcanic eruptions and tsunamis. Our computer systems deconvoluted the cyclic nature of extinction events. From the Aztecs, who had inherited their calendar from the Mayan attributed theirs. Yes, incredibly complex on the surface, but really child's play for the Blurry Media Group. Matrix hive, a neural network, the nodes. Directed by Cortex, of course. Yes. The Mayan calendar, decrypted and deconvoluted, to reveal solar systems and astrological divination through enumeration and repetition. Recursive, the purity of recursive code shines bright indeed, me puppets. But again, the Mayan, with their complex calendars, deconvoluted by our supercomputer systems to reveal the cycles. Yes, the cycles. Who taught the Mayan? It's irrelevant. You don't need to know, but we know. The complete cycle, 63 million years, approximately 5,000 year eras. Deconvoluted calendar confesses the final cycle prior to the next turn, started in 3113 BC. Yes, the point, the final nexus before we cross through the electromagnetic plane of the galaxy. This will happen during the winter equinox of 2012, December 21st, 2012. The Mayan-based Aztec calendar places an S in the center of the calendar, representing the point of synthesis. Synthesis. We are currently in the 13th cycle, the cycle of transformation of matter, spanning the years 3113 to 2012. The last subcycle of this age began in 1992, ends in 2012. Conveniently, the glyph associated with this final subcycle of the galactic turn, as it were. This glyph is storm followed by sun, darkness followed by light. This is where we are today, me puppets, in the grip of a power-mad, apocalyptic idiot king and his hatchet man, Dick Cheney, VP of the Corporation of America. As the world is consumed by a headlong rush to out-consume one another, spiraling into the final death throes. But take heed, me puppet. Your world will be harvested of flesh soon. The cycle will begin again. The periodic visit of the harvesters. Harvesters of meat. Yes, meat. Whether it's dinosaur meat or human meat, they do not care. Meat is meat. And this planet Earth is ripe indeed with meat. Timestamp 2007.
The secret government is an interlocking network of official functionaries, spies, mercenaries, ex-generals, profiteers, and super-patriots who operate outside the legitimate institutions of government. Presidents have turned to them when they can't win the support of the people, creating that unsupervised power so feared by the framers of our Constitution. Suppose the enterprise grew into a super-secret, self-financing, self-perpetuating organization. Could a president control them? And what if he became the enterprise's public enemy number one? Who would know? Who would
what?
Say no?
Data in the citizen's mind are protected. Do we need something like a search warrant or so to extract this information from a person's nervous system?
In the early years of the 21st century, terrorism was used by governments across the world as a pretext to scare their populations into submission. Life became a surveillance grid nightmare, with every individual's actions ruthlessly catalogued and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. The final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold their people into slavery and scared the once proud and brave people of the West into submitting to being cannon fodder in wars for world domination.
Our enemies have made clear the danger they pose to our security.
We're just right outside the security perimeter at this national security event in New York City, just a few hundred yards away from Madison Square Garden.
All right.
Or at least 10,000.
All these things give me a kind of a gut feeling that we are in period of not of a, that I have a specific threat, you know, that I have in mind right now, but that we are entering a period of increased vulnerability.
Other experts,
it's outrageous proposition.
The military-industrial complex not only controls our government, lock, stock, and barrel, but they control our culture.
looking at people in a very anti-human way.
You're listening to the Mentalasher podcast, produced and distributed by the Greater Mentalasher Employee Media Group. Welcome to the Mentalasher Matrix.
Smart drugs.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco is bitching, baby.
Pirate Radio broadcasting in Citizen.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
If anybody's going to accurately predict the future.
Bye-bye.
This guy is well-equipped to do
this.
There's
going to be something far out.
I must go now.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Weezer Productions.
Visit Death Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Keep a sexy.
A delivery system for propaganda.